My first thought was a music festival in an alley behind a brewery. Let's do it. That's awesome. I just can't tell you how excited I am to do this. The atmosphere is going to be second to none. This is Jake Vogelai with Manhattan Brewing Company, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line when it comes to great college towns, fun, family, friends, beer, right? Manhattan Brewing Company has it going on there, and excited to have the driving force behind all of it there, Jake Vogelai. Jake, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
We reach 38 states in Canada with WGN. It's one of the biggest signals, so certainly get out there to Kansas. And when you think about this, your connection to the community, to the team, to the school. So for the listeners that may not have been there, certainly they've heard of Kansas State, but the town, is it like a typical college town, would you say? Is it a regular town with a college in it? What's it like?
It's definitely a college town. We got about 50,000 people here. So Kansas State is a major impact on it. But yeah, there's a ton of things going on all the time, but definitely during the school year when the college is going, it's like super vibrant and really fun to be around.
I've covered a lot of the Great American Beer Festival out in Colorado. I've done that. I've done a ton of different events around the country, talked to some of those pioneers in the brewing world. I'll contend, and you could add to this or dispute it or whatever, even outside of maybe heavyweight champion of the world or fighter pilot or race car driver, right? Being a brewmaster is a pretty cool thing to have on your business card.
It is. It's very cool. And honestly, you know, we sit around with lawyers and mayors and everybody else, and no one's asking them questions. It's always about us and what we're brewing next and how much do we drink on the job and all this fun stuff.
Well, you mentioned that, drinking on the job, and I'm sure there's some sort of employee discount for people at Manhattan Brewing Company, but the inspiration to get into this, I mean, everybody to a person likes beer, right? Beer is part of those great celebrations, you know, whether it's, you know, a general party, something small, celebrating a world championship, anything, right? You know, beer is usually there and part of that celebration. Was that the inspiration for you? You just wanted to continue that and maybe create some celebrations or memorable moments for others. How did you decide to go from drinking and loving beer to making it?
Man, it was one of those transitions that, you know, I drank a lot of really awesome beers, especially in college, and not just like the cheap ones. You know, I got into like the Belgians, I got into American craft beer. I started really loving it. And then my girlfriend, now my wife at the time, gave me a little homebrew kit, and I started brewing and trying to make my own. And I learned very quickly that I was not very good at making my own beer. So I luckily my two partners are very good at it. My partner Garrett, he actually graduated from the Siebel Institute up in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
And my other partner Adam, he was the head cellarman at another brewery here in town. And so they know how to brew beer. They know how to make it. And I'm the guy up front just trying to sell it and try not to act like an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know how many listeners are thinking back at the amazing beers they drank during college. It was a lot of like Natty Light and stuff like that. I remember we suffered through it, you know, some pretty bad beers right before we got to that point. Not only that we could afford it, had access to it, but could fully appreciate it. So talk about it there, because you guys, you know, highly acclaimed, people love it, you know, and the different things that you guys have going on there. Beer wise, what are you guys making?
So we have everything. So we try to keep a wide swath of beers. So we have everything from like super light and easy drinking, like our Townie, which is an American wheat. We grew it with Citra hops, so it's got this really awesome like citrusy finish. And our Wabash, which is a beer that we do with the Wildcat NIL. It's a cream ale, so it's very light, very crisp. You know, to our hoppy beers, our tasty IPA, to our malty. We have some yeasty stuff and some really fun sours, like our Tang Party, which we did in honor of Coach Tang, our basketball coach here in town. So all sorts of fun stuff.
You've incorporated not only great beers, you know, a lot of great ingredients and all that know-how, but some of the backstory of the school and the community and that kind of stuff. And your background in it too, right? Because on the athletic side, you were part of that football team. So for Kansas State, it isn't something that's just in and around and going on all around you, right? You're part of the crew.
I am. I was very fortunate to play football in the early 2000s here. So it's great to come back to Manhattan when we did, and to start a brewery here. And then once we started the brewery, it was even better to get involved with some aspects of the athletic department, whether that's, you know, doing a beer with coaches like we did with Coach Tang, or like Coach Connor Riley, our offensive coordinator here. or just like simple things. Like we did a beer with the K-State football equipment team just to have fun with it. And so all sorts of fun things just to get more involved with K-State athletics and K-State and the university as well.
Well, you know, a Wildcat game day, the essential equipment is beer, right? And if you're doing it right, it's beer from Manhattan Brewing Company. So talk a little bit about the, you know, some of the best things about it. So you're making beer. It's a business. Hey, business is tough, right? The restaurant business is tough. It's not an easy thing. So it's cool to get in there and say, hey, let's do this, right? You get talented people to work with, but it's been pretty successful. You guys are doing well outside of the business part. What are some of the best things about the company? Maybe things you didn't even consider that you're like, wow, this is a great side effect.
Yeah. I mean, so we opened up in the middle of COVID and we weren't sure how everything was going to happen. We were already through construction. So we're like, we couldn't put it on pause. So we just hit the go button. And one of the most surprising aspects of it was how well this community has embraced us. Yeah. So we opened up and our vibe. So we don't serve food. We allow food trucks to come in. We allow, you know, we have some snacks and stuff like that. So that was the, you know, in a small town or a small city like we have it here in Manhattan, and, you know, it's always a worry not to serve food. And how is it going to get people in? How are we going to keep people to stay? And honestly, we've been really successful just having a vibe, a very open vibe where people just come in and relax. There's no, you order at the bar, so you're not like table servers. No one's pushing you. It's very relaxed. And, you know, it took a little bit for people to get used to that. But once people did, they really embraced it. And we've had so much fun, you know, with doing things with the community. And I think that was the most surprising aspect was just like how well the community had received us, considering we were not a restaurant and we needed something to get people in. And, you know, doing all the events that we do, it's so much fun and trying to get people in, trying to be creative. So,
well, I mean, you're well received. You're one of their own as well. And it has got such a cool vibe, such a cool, relaxing vibe there at the brewing company. You talk about fun and community and giving back in a bunch of ways. And so let's talk about the Frog Wizard Fest, right? So this is, I mean, how cool is that, right? You get to do your own thing, get to create your own festival. Not only is it shows that there's, you know, things happen and you're able to get a crowd and get people excited about it, but it shows that people care, right? This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it really, really is. So we did a beer last year called Frog Wizard with Switch Wicked, a local design print shop here in town. And Dane and Ash are big music heads. And so they wanted to do something fun when we first released the beer here. And so when we did that, we had like a bunch of bands come in and just play here. And it was a great time. And, you know, we started talking to them some more and they're like, let's do the beer again next year, but let's make it a little bit bigger and have some like make it a cool music festival. And so we have an alley behind the brewery that we've been like closing off and doing some fun, like Oktoberfest events and Christmas events and all sorts of things back here. And we got to talking to Dane and he was like very adamant about let's do a music festival back there. And my first thought was a music festival in an alley behind a brewery. Let's do it. That's awesome. And so we did, we put it together and, you know, we have some connections with some bands. The Velveteers are coming, they're headlining and, you know, it's geared more towards like the college crowd as far as music goes, but everyone's welcome. It's going to be a fun time. Man, I just can't tell you how excited I am to do this because the atmosphere is going to be second to none having this little music festival back here.
Man, that is like so cool. You think about that. You know, you get into it. A lot of people, they're listening to this, you know, they're, you know, working 9 to 5 or whatever kind of gig they got, right? You know, and maybe they go to a place like Manhattan Brewing to get away from it all, right? But you're in the middle of it. Like, it's your job to set up this, make great beer, sell smiles, and then also create a festival around one of your beers, which has got some pretty big bands in there. And also too, let's talk a little bit about the partnership. So part of K-State, Jim Bob Morris is a big alum and a big supporter of the school, obviously a big fan of Great Times, right? And also the, you know, co-founders of El Bandito Yankee, which has a presence there as well. And as you have done this over and over again, even through this conversation, sharing great collaborations, another one here is with the tequila side. So talk a little bit about how that happened and what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, we got to know them. They came and visited us. Jim Bob came and talked to us. You know, we got along right away. And obviously there's a connection with both of us being former football players up here. And so the more we started talking, the more we got along really, really well. And so we actually put their margaritas on tap. So we make our own margaritas here with El Bandito Yankee. And we threw those on and they became wildly successful. Like, wildly successful, so much so we're just like, we're running the distributor out of El Bandito Yankee. They can't keep up with it. And so we had We were having a lot of fun with it. You know, we've done some things with them. And when it came time to put on this music festival, I reached out to them, and they were so excited about it that they hopped on board. And so when they're going to come down, they're going to have a couple tents set up for the festival. There are going to be a bunch of different tequila drinks on tap, everything from, you know, margarita to a Paloma to like this special tequila punch that we're going to do. So it's been such a great partnership, and they've been so awesome to work with. It helps that they have really great tequila too. It's just one of those tequilas that, as they like to say, it's criminally smooth, but it's one that you can take shots of and you don't have to worry about lime to back it up because the taste is just so good. So
yeah, it's great. And the combination too of those deep roots in Kansas State, the football side, all of that, just so many greater than the sum of the parts synergies with you guys. So as we let you go, Jake, give information where people can, I'm sure people in the community, like you said, well-received, getting in there, some of the festivals and all that kind of stuff. Are there opportunities for people to order beer and have it sent places? Or certainly when people come down for a game, whether they're going there to watch the Cats or whether it's their other team, they should definitely stop by. How can people keep up?
Yeah, so come on down. We're at 406 Points in Manhattan, Kansas. And you can follow us on all the socials, Manhattan Brewing on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those fun things. Unfortunately, we can't ship beer anywhere. Kansas laws don't let us do that quite yet, but we'll work on that. But yeah, when you come to Manhattan, come see us. You can find our beer all throughout the state of Kansas. So if you're making a trip somewhere in Kansas City, maybe going on Wichita, wherever you're going, you can find our beer on the liquor store shelves or on tap at some of the favorite locations there. So make sure to grab a 4-pack or get to Manhattan even better and come visit us.
Jake Vogelei, the man behind one of them. He'll certainly share part of that team with the driving force behind Manhattan Brewing Company. Thanks so much for everything you're doing and creating those great events. And it's going to be an awesome time. Keep us posted. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.